I want to talk to you about what it means to think greater than your body, or to be greater than your body. Now, we said in our last video that the brain is organized to reflect everything you know in your life. The brain is an artifact of the past. It's the memories, the memory bank of the autobiographical self, everything we know in our life. So if you wake up in the morning and you start thinking about your problems, and those problems are connected to certain people with certain things at certain times and places, the moment you activate those circuits based on the memories of the past, you begin to think in the past. And because every one of those memories has an emotion associated with them, because emotions are a record of the past, the moment you remember your problems and you start to feel unhappy, now your body's in the past. That's because thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. And how you think and how you feel creates your state of being. Now, the stronger the emotions that we feel from some problem or condition in our life, the more we have an experience that alters our internal emotional state, the more we pay attention to the cause in our outer environment, and the brain freezes a frame and takes a snapshot, which is called a long-term memory. And now a person then is defined emotionally from some past experience. So they feel certain emotions, and if they don't know how to overcome those emotions, when they wake up in the morning, they have to search for those emotions to remember who they are. So then, if you can't think greater than how you feel, or feelings have become the means of thinking, and feelings and emotions are a record of the past, then it means then you're thinking in the past. So most people wake up in the morning, they remember their problems, they turn on a set of circuits in their brain, those thoughts produce certain chemicals for them to feel a certain way. The moment they feel a certain way, the brain is monitoring how the body's feeling, and those feelings generate more corresponding thoughts equal to that feeling, which then makes more chemicals for the person to feel that way and then to think that way. And then they feel that way and they think that way. And the cycle of thinking and feeling and thinking conditions the body to become the mind of that emotion. In other words, a thought and a feeling, a memory and an emotion, a stimulus and a response is exactly what starts the conditioning process. And over time, the body becomes memorized into the past. So then, the person is in this loop of thinking and feeling. If they think an insecure thought, they feel insecure. The moment they feel insecure, the body's sending messages back to the brain. They generate more insecure thoughts, firing and wiring the same circuits in their brain, producing the same chemicals in their body. The body then generates more signals to the brain. The brain generates more thoughts. And now over time, the body is so objective in this state of being that it's believing it's living in the same past experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because it's so objective, it doesn't know the difference between the real life experience that's creating the emotion and the emotion the person is fabricating by thought alone. So now the body becomes the mind of that emotion, and it's literally in the past. And we can't create a new future holding on to the emotions of the past. So the person now reaffirms their identity based on the emotions and thoughts of the past. They're in that state of being called the familiar past. The next thing they do is they step into a predictable future. They get out of bed on the same side, they stretch the same way, go to the toilet, they walk out into the kitchen, they mindlessly make a cup of coffee, they drink the coffee, they let the cat out, they shower, they wash themselves the same way they always do, dress in the same place, wear the same clothes, eat breakfast in the same place, drive to work the same way, see the same people that push the same emotional buttons, do the same things that they've memorized and can do so well. They go shopping at the grocery store, they buy the same food, they drive home, they sit at the same seat, eat dinner with the same people, they watch their favorite television shows, they wash themselves, brush their teeth the same way, and they go to sleep, they wake up the next morning and they do the exact same thing as they did yesterday. And we could say that a habit is a redundant set of automatic, unconscious thoughts, behaviors, and emotions that's acquired through repetition. A habit is when you've done something so many times that the body now knows how to do it better than the conscious mind. So the person wakes up, 60 to 70,000 thoughts that they're thinking in one day is the same thought that they thought the day before. And the same thought leads to the same choice. The same choice leads to the same behavior. The same behavior creates the same experience. The same experience produces the same emotion. And that same emotion influences our very same thoughts. And our biology, our neurocircuitry, our neurochemistry, our hormones, and our gene expression is equal to how we think, how we act, and how we feel. And the principle in neuroscience says that nerve cells that fire together wire together. And this person now is headed into a predictable future based on what they did in the past, the same future based on the same past. And now their body's on autopilot, and it's dragging them as the mind into the same future based on the past. And they've lost their free will to a series of programs. And now the body is the mind. If we're not in the present moment, then we're running a program. And it turns out that 95% of who we are by the time we're 35 years old is a set of memorized behaviors, automatic emotional reactions, unconscious habits and behaviors, hardwired attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions that function just like a computer program. Now think about that. 95% of who we are is a set of unconscious or subconscious programs. Which means then, in order for us to change, we have to become conscious of how unconscious we are.